like to start the show possibly with making a pact with one another. And if you go against this pact, you're off the show, you're off the group text, you're off of everything. If one person on this show, and I don't even, I apologize, I don't know if this is like something for charity, but if you post on social media anything regarding your personal Wordle.
What the hell is that? I hate.
Have you seen this Wordle stuff?
I don't know what it is, but some people got muted today because I've had enough.
Well, let me dive right in here, okay?
Are you on Wordle, Hayes?
I'm all over Wordle. It's a great daily, just a brain teaser. That's what it is. It keeps you sharp, man. I need some interaction, so I have interaction with Wordle. What I do not do and what I refuse to do is exactly what you're saying. I don't post it. I'm not posting it. Like, people just post their scores. If some people, what are you supposed to be impressed?
How much attention do you need? Like, do they want?
I know. I don't get it.
Are you supposed to say to people underneath, "Hey, great, like Wordle there, like you Wordled that one that, like, to death." Like,
yeah, Wordle.
What are you looking for?
In and of itself is a cool. It's a daily event.
It's not cool. What is it?
It's a game.
Just tell me what it is. Tell me how Wordle.
Well,
goes.
It's a program.
Save some for the rest of the dudes out there.
It's a program that I guess some you know, genius or whatever that knows how to create different algorithms and create different programs. A computer programmer. I guess his wife loved word games, like was into different word games, whichever ones they were. So he created this game called Wordle. So what it is you have six chances to figure out what the word is. It's a five-letter word, and you have to pump in a five-letter word, and then what it will tell you is whether you're each individual letter is correct, one of the five in the right spot.
It's Wheel of Fortune online.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Not really, though. And then, you know, you pump in the first word, and then, okay, I got an idea of where I should go with the second and the third and the fourth. And I think you have five cracks at it, and then if you miss on the sixth, then you're out. And it's irrelevant. It doesn't matter. But if someone's doing it privately, then by all means, go ahead. I don't know. I will say this. It's a genius marketing campaign because people will market it for the program. You know,
sure.
Like whoever runs and operates Wordle must be making a fortune because everyone's deciding to program it or promote it on their own because it's all over Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and everywhere. But
let me ask you this.
It's a cool little game.
Are
I like
people
it. I'm
posting?
I'm on board.
No, you don't.
Fine.
They don't like it.
Are people posting if they were also lost on it and they
Noodles.
Looked like an idiot?
Noodles.
Yes. Yes.
So it's like the posting of Wordles is getting out of control. I know cool people. My buddy's a comedian, and I just don't have the balls to tweet underneath his Wordle post saying, "Come on, dude. Come on with the
Wordle."
Who
made you the filter of what's cool or not?
That's
like,
true.
When did you become the arbiter of what's cool?
Right.
If people are going to be doing Wordle, why is that not, you know, pass
Hayes,
your line
Hayes,
of coolness.
It's the equivalent
Listen, if you,
of...
If you want to stay in those greasy underpants or our long johns that you're in your basement and play Wordle, it's all cool because I'd never know about it. It's your own little thing. I like to go and chip and putt over at my golf course. You want to do Wordles? Go ahead. But the posting of the Wordles and your success rate or whatever the hell you people are posting.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah,
I'm not
it's
disagreeing.
It's insane. But I don't want to hear that it's cool. It's not cool.
What it's the equivalent
doing
of?
Doing the crossword in your couch or doing the crossword on Saturday morning with a coffee is just
okay,
this,
cool
it, whatever,
is the
yeah,
proper
it's not,
word, but it's time
so cool.
consuming. It's a hobby. Who cares?
I'm sure it's a fantastic game, but it's for me, it's the equivalent of when we first got on Instagram, people were snapping pictures of their salad. And you're like, okay, that person's having a salad. Like it has no bearing. Like I don't know. I guess if you're posting your results of Wordle, what are you hoping to get out of it?
I don't know. I can't answer that. But you two, this is the issue with having a conversation like this with two buffoons.
I'm not a buffoon. I think I'm pretty straight laced.
No, you're both buffoons in this portal.
In
okay?
this instant, okay,
in this
fair
instance,
enough.
Because you don't know how it works. You've never done it before.
I'm gonna do it tonight. I'm gonna do it tonight.
And I'll bet
no,
you you'll
I'm
get
not.
Hooked.
You know why?
And, yeah, you'll get hooked.
Life.
He'll
and
get
I'll
hooked.
Watch the Leaf game, and
he'll get hooked. But here's the significance of it. This is a very important part of the whole process, okay. And why people I think are posting it. because everyone's using the same website, so it's always the same word. Everyone's searching for the same word daily. There's a new five-letter word daily.
Okay.
So in other words, you're all playing, I guess, against each other in a way, where if you get it on the third try, you know whoever got it on the fourth try, they got the same word. It just took them an extra time to get it. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not like you're all independently using your own five-letter word.
Right.
So it's like, great, you found out that great was the word. Good for you. You know,
right.
But if great is the word that the whole world is using, and you're seeking that out,
dude,
playing
you're
Wordle,
digging a hole
but
in
is
here,
there?
Bro. You're
but I guess
thumbs
my, I understand.
Thumbs up or
but
thumbs down.
You're
but
digging yourself a hole with this nonsense, and you're wordling.
You also know that there are people out there
can't have the same word.
There, you know, people are out there that are using cheat codes so that like they're 100%. Guaranteed there's back doors, like. You know, you're following somebody who posts the word after
yes.
two or something,
you're
and
right.
then you're doing it. Like, I guarantee there's other people trying to look smart out there by finding backdoor cheat codes for this thing.
100%. I've seen it online where
right.
you know that someone's, you know, some guy's wife already did it, and then he knows the word, and he's like, look, I got it this and two. It's like, no, you didn't. Like, there's no
right.
way. You blatantly cheated. Or there's certain words you can pump in that I guess statistically more like you use certain letters in one word, the first line that you use, that will allow you to get an idea of how many of the letters are correct for that individual word that day. So there's almost a cheat code. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like whatever you put in as your first word is going to kind of set the tone for the way the rest of the Wordle plays out. I can't believe I'm saying this right now. I actually am catching myself in a moment.
You are one pathetic loser.
I really
no,
am
just,
a pathetic
just
loser.
Just come in
trying
next
to explain
commercial
this.
Break with Revenge of the Nerds. Revenge of the Nerds.
I'm a Wordle guy.
No,
listen, I'm proud. I'm proud. I'll bet you a lot of people start writing in. Let us know. Are you a Wordle fan or are you not? Like I got no problem with sticking my chest out. I'm a part of the Wordle world. That's me, man. I'm right at the front of the pack.
Because I like to do research, I'm gonna try it tonight and see if I
try
like it.
It.
I'm sure I will like it.
Yeah.
The only difference is that I will never post anything because of it.
Support that, Noodles. I don't know why people are posting and
like
people are posting. I don't get it.
That's just, I mean, everyone's preference to do it. I'm going to try it because obviously it sounds
Noodles,
like a brain
you know
teaser.
You're not going to try it. You're not going to try this.
Well, I'm going to watch it after. I'll try it after the Leaf
why
game.
Why not?
Not before.
Noodles, you can know. Do it in the break. You know, you could do it in the break. You could figure out. You just go to whatever the website is. I don't know. Google
it. Is it called Wordle.com? I mean, I
don't even know the website I use. But you can find it. It's
just
out there.
Google repellent for cool people.
I need
it's called
you to
power
try.
Language.
I need O to try. Mr. Harvard over there. The whole program will collapse.
We can.
The program will collapse. They'll come back and say, excuse me, five-letter words, you idiot.
You'll
be writing three-letter words, two-letter words.
Could you imagine if there was, like, a national ranking and they posted, like, the idiot score, too? It's like, it took this guy 730 tries to
right.
do it.
Never gets it right. The only guy using numbers
into, we could,
in
we could
Wordle.
Turn it into a game show. Overdrive Wordle.
Done.
Five-letter words to describe a disappointment in a playoff series, a player's name's got to
okay.
be five letters.
I think it'd
Grappler,
be awesome.
Toy with that.
I
maybe
like
get
it.
Something good. Maybe throw in the name Myrtle, Wordle. And there's all kinds of endless possibilities.
That's, well, guess yeah. what's a four-letter word? Corsi. Corsi is a four-letter
five,
word.
Five
a five-letter word. I'm going to try Corsi tomorrow. Corsi's going to be my first line
you
on
know
Wordle.
What
I'm going to
you know
see where
other?
It gets me.
Jonas, J-O-N-A-S. That's
Jonas.
A five-letter. And you know
James.
Jonas is good at Wordle.
James,
and James
Myrtle.
Myrtle. Yes.
Absolutely. They're all. You know. Oh, Jonas, I'll bet you, crushes Wordle. Crushes
probably.
Wordle.
What the hell happened to this show?
I love it. I support it. I'm going with Corsi tomorrow.
Let me
That's
ask you this,
one.
Hey. Let me ask you this. How did you, like,
because
it's saw
everywhere.
Some
I
other
saw...
turkeys Wordle, and you said, I got to give this a go?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I saw well, everyone else tweeting about it, and I'm like, all right, I'm intrigued. Where's this going?
Okay.
And now I'm in, man.
You know what? You know who my cool meter is? Is Gurdeep. We all agree that Gurdeep is a cool guy, right?
Right.
Sends me a note. Wordle, hard yes guy.
Absolutely. See, he knows what's up.
He can't say the last part, but.
Well, obviously, hard. We'll say hard yes.
Yes, gee.
Wee-gee from.
If it's in a different language, it's allowed.
Yes. But either way, I mean, I have no problem because Gurdeep is a pulse. He's a pulse of kind
he
of
is.
Everything to do with Toronto. And for me, I'm going to try it. I just
Noodles?
Don't know how much I will love it. you know, but I will never post my.
You don't have. I'm with you on the posting. The posting is totally unnecessary.
It's obscene. It's obscene.
It really is. But the actual practice, it's a really cool game. It's a cool game. It's very cool. I can't express that enough.
Let's get off this soon. But the worst thing about it is the people posting it is like, one time I'm like, I got to click what this guy's up to posting this war. And you click on it and there's nothing. There's a blank screen with green blocks. It's like, why did he need to post that?
Probably because it's a link for you to get involved. That's the beauty of this whole website, whatever it is.
You get money off of it to get people
to join? I don't
think
so. I don't know. I mean, as far as I know, no one's making any money. But
Grappler, put out a poll. Is Wordle cool or not? Yes or no? I just want to see the.
I think it's going to come back overwhelmingly popular.
There are so many people that are on this bandwagon.
Yeah,
the Wordle bandwagon. It's filling up quicker than the Maple Leaf bandwagon is filling back
up. Oh yeah,
up.
You're going to Jonas's basement on Saturday night and playing Wordle with him and Myrtle.
Yeah, that's right. Wordle with him and Myrtle. That's exact hashtag.
Wordle, we don't know that James plays it. Like, that's the thing. He may not play it. He might be on Team O Dog, and I'm Team Noodles right now. Because
yeah,
I'm
Noodles, you're
it.
Right. Let's not pretend I'm like you've it. All of a sudden turned here.
I haven't, but I said that I'm going to try it. That's the difference. I'm going to try it.
I got a feeling you've already tried
things.
It. You're not admitting
I haven't.
It.
I would admit it. I actually have no idea what it was, but I muted a couple people yesterday that I follow that keep posting. I'm like, why are they posting these green and yellow things? Like
that, to me, I don't understand either, because I've seen a lot of people that I follow. They're like, I've muted the word Wordle, as if that's the worst part of Twitter. Twitter is a cesspool. It's a dumpster fire. Right. Wordle postings is what really is going to lead you to say, I can't take it anymore. I'm muting Wordle.
There
you
know, are like, really? People screaming and yelling and storming City Hall every single day. And Wordle's the one that's going to get you to jump?
Wordle. Not anything else that's completely offside. Wordle has to be taken out of the lexicon that is Twitter. Can't have it anymore.
We have to try it. I swear I'm going to try it tonight. I'm going to get excited about it. And I will give you my honest opinion on whether it hooked me
you'll
or
be
I just
in, Noodles.
Lost interest.
You'll be in, man. I'm telling you. Do it tonight, and then you'll be waiting at 12:01 p.m. It'll roll back over, and you'll do tomorrow's before you shut the mill tonight. I'm telling you.
Have you actually stayed up past midnight for the new word?
Have you actually
done that?
Not intentionally, but I have been up past midknight, and I've noticed that it is past midnight.
Wow.
And said, I got a new Wordle. I'm going. I got a new Wordle. I'm on board. But the worst part about that is you wake up the next morning, and you've already done the daily Wordle. You have no more Wordle for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to pump in Leafs tonight. That's the one, or tomorrow.
Sure,
I'll try Leafs.
Sure.
It's a five-letter word. And goals, five-letter word, which is what Austin Matthews is looking for tonight. If he scores another one on the road, that'll be 11 straight on the road, and that will tie a record. Stevie Y was the original one to set the record.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was thinking about different players, different teams that just run into a wall that you just can't overcome. How often did we used to reference the hockey world back in the day? The Winnipeg Jets would come up all the time. Such a great team in the 80s. You just can't beat Edmonton. You can't beat Calgary.
Right.
Steve Yzerman. How many Hart trophies would Stevie Y have won if Gretzky and Mario weren't kicking around, you know, in
the
late 80s?
When I was a kid.
In early 90s.
Like that was the big three. It was like Mario. And Stevie was obviously considered a notch below, but it would be like scoring race, 153 Gretzky, 140 Mario, 137 Stevie Y.
Right. And yet it felt like a massive gap in a weird way. Like it was Gretzky and Mario and then, Steve Yzerman, he's a great player. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that isn't the case with the Bills, you know, like if they've just run into the Chiefs at a time when it's like it's Kansas City's time and Kansas City's going to be so great. And I hope it's not the case this weekend or in the future, but they lost to Kansas City last year. They're at Kansas City this weekend. And at some point, you're going to have to break through because Mahomes and company, they're not going anywhere. And you're going to have to break through. But, you know, we'll get to that later this afternoon. But as for the Leafs in New York playing the Rangers, and I was talking with the Grappler earlier, who I'll guarantee you is a Wordle guy. Based on some information I heard today about his fake ID name, back in high school and university, I guarantee you he's on the Wordle bandwagon. The idea that this
he would have needed Wordle with that ID name.
Yeah, Wordle would have been his companion,
his bailout.
Yeah, he.
Sorry. Oh, don't worry about the name. I do Wordles. So
yeah,
want to come
all
over?
Good. I'm into Wordles. No, I can't come out tonight. Actually, I'm doing Wordles. And he brought up the idea that it's an original six matchup, and how that just never gets brought up anymore. The significance of the original six, does it hold any significance anymore? Now that there's 32 teams in the league, and
dude,
Vegas is here and Seattle's here, like, does it matter?
I think we're so far gone from that. It's like, if you're an old schooler and you're around the game and you're around the matchup, maybe in the rink you could say, what a great old school original six matchup. But everybody's moving on, man. Everybody's getting older. There's way more teams. It's just such a thing of the past. It is,
but like, you look for rivalries, and that's what it is, old school rivalries, like whether it's Chicago playing Boston or Chicago Detroit, that type of stuff. Nowadays, there's new rivalries that have been the Battle of Alberta, the New York teams, you know, Ottawa, and Battle of Ontario, Brad Marchand versus Carolina.
Cooking now. Isn't it?
Man, oh man, I don't care that they got rinsed last night. This guy is, he's still winning.
Brad Marchand is winning, absolutely.
Exactly, he's winning. I mean, Trocheck ran him over last night, but that tweet today is flat-out money. Like,
so,
just
let's read it here because it's up on TSN 4, but if you're listening, Carolina just crushed Boston last night. They beat him 7-1.
Man, ass-whooping.
And Carolina posted L stands for Lamborghini because Brad Marchand had that post comparing himself to Trocheck is the equivalent of comparing a Lamborghini to a Prius.
Yeah.
And Carolina posts after the game, L is for Lamborghini, pumping their own tires. And Brad Marchand comes over the top with a comment on Twitter saying, you're still the reason we pay 20% in escrow.
Oh,
which
my God.
The players in Carolina may not care. Tom Dundon, the owner, maybe he doesn't. But basically, Brad Marchand, a member of the original six, is saying this is Mickey Mouse Club down here in Carolina. Yeah. You're crushing
salary cap, all of it is because of organizations like yours that
But the thing
hold up their end of the bargain.
With COVID, it's going to be the Canadian teams that are not pulling up their socks here because no one can be allowed in the rink. Can't sell any tickets.
But it seems like I'm hoping, again, that it's trending in the right direction. I don't know if you guys caught the scheduling and, you know, I was just glancing at it before we came on. Like, there's some games that have been rescheduled, and teams are not going to be happy with, like, back-to-backs and 8 games in 13 days and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to be in for one. Regardless if it's on, on home ice, you're still going to be tired. You need to be cooking at that time or have built up a bunch of points and a cushion type of thing.
You know the complaints are coming. This is what you're going to hear from teams at the end of it. You know, we're not ones to complain, but – and that's, like, when a team gets through February – and is crawling to the finish line of March 1st, they're going to blame the schedule. But this is the nature of the beast. This is what you got. This is what COVID has done, and the NHL is they want to start the playoffs that first week of May, and they're going to do it, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're going through with it, and we've been bracing for it. And the Canadian teams are the ones chasing. Like, the Canadian teams are the ones that have missed the majority of the games. The Leafs are – like, Florida's played, what, 5 more games than them? Tampa's played 4 more games than them.
Yeah.
So they got to catch up. Boston hasn't played many. Boston and the Leafs are on the same.
Well, the
I think they both played 36. The Islanders have played 30 games.
Yeah.
Or 31 games. They have a ton of games to make up.
They're 6 to 9 games behind most teams in the league. Now, I just, the stretch is pretty far. I mean, they'd have to go on an absolute heater, but, you know, it just. You're making those games.
They're
32
done.
Games, yeah. I mean, 8 games behind Washington, 7 behind the Rangers. Like, they needed help.
The way their team is built, they're done, because it seems like for every bit of offense, as good as they are defensively, it's such a grind to create anything. Like, it's just they don't have the luxury of being the Florida Panthers and dummy team 7-1, like, 10 consecutive nights. That's just not in their DNA. It's not who they are.
That's
not
the way they're built.
Yeah. Well, you can't grind your way up like that.
Did you see Charlie beating again?
Oh my Lord.
Last night? Like, what are people thinking? When will you figure this out? Don't fight this guy. Like, it's just not a good idea. And we've had this conversation before. His value at the trade deadline, is he going to get picked up? I think someone will pick him up. Sure. I think it would be – I think someone should pick him up. Like, if you've got a team where you believe, okay, I need 14, 15 minutes of presence in the room, even if he's a seventh defenseman, I would look into him because he cannot skate like he used to, clearly, and he's never been a burner. He's not got the same capabilities of puck movement and everything he used to bring. There was a time when he was the most dominant player in the league.
Sure.
Like, the most
–
I think
most feared.
Most feared. Like, defining – player in the league in yeah. terms of the Boston Bruins. When you thought of them, you thought Big Z, and you're like, you're in trouble tonight, man. Like, if you better be ready to play, because this guy's going to put a beating on you.
Yeah.
But he's still tough. He still will diffuse issues. Someone's picking him up if he's willing to be traded, and Lou's going to move him down on the island. And I'm curious to see where that ends up, because this is twice in about a month he has beaten the hell out of people. And
well,
he's 43 years old.
45, isn't
45,
he?
Okay.
I thought somebody said last night he was 45 I on the broadcast. I was watching it, and I was like, good for McEwen to fight him, but, like, you're literally opening the wrong door, and a monster standing there, and you're like, all right, I'll fight this guy. He almost gave him the McCabe, like, flat out. Like,
yep.
And then, I mean, I've met Z on a bunch of different times. Like, he's a great person. You see him just like, are you okay? Like, are we good here? Like, checking on him. Like, I just dummied you, but making sure that, you know, he's okay type of thing.
Which,
like, that McEwen's been dropping the gloves and doing the Hulk Hogan heading to the penalty box, and he's an energy guy in, mm-hmm. in Philly. There was nothing like that
no.
last night.
And that was in Philly.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that one, that hurts when the other guy's asking you if you're okay.
Yeah,
that
like
hurts.
Checking on you to see after he's just knocked you down, and then he's picking you up going, you all right? We good here? Like, let's go and serve our fives. But
right.
you know, there
that
was
Philly
no
team, man. I don't know.
They're gone too.
Yeah, yep, they
see
are.
You later.
They're
I gone. Just look at their team, and there's just so many good players, and they can't buy a win. They're terrible. They're a terrible team. Many good players, and they just can't win. There's no other
right.
way to look at it.
I mean, consistently. Yeah, like they like Giroux's actually having a good season there. Like, he's a guy that again continues to. It's just their that secondary stuff is not there. You know, the kid Morgan Frost shot last night. Obviously, Andy's son, and mm-hmm. You know, we love him. And I was watching. I was happy for him, but he didn't score in the shootout. That shootout went 9 or 10 deep. Like, and nobody scored.
Right.
Literally.
Yeah,
nobody
it's good to see Morgan Frost back up, because he got a taste a couple of years ago, and he's been down in the minors.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's still a young kid. He'd
yeah,
21,
he's got lots of runway. Yeah, he'll be fine. He's just
yeah.
really,
but that's a team taste. To circle, though, leading up to the trade deadline, because
sure.
something's not right in Philly, and it has not been for a couple of years now.
I don't want to change the subject, but I think it's important that we start tracking this John Klingberg news.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a hell of a player. Like,
he
watch,
is.
And you know what? Like, some team is going to get him, and I don't know if they'll sign him to a long-term deal or if they'll use him as a rental, but, like, he's a legit, like top-pairing defenseman, point producer, very mobile, great on the power play.
That's what, like, I can't figure out about the Dallas Stars. It's like, you know, well, this that guy's coming up. He's your number one defenseman, basically, beside the Heiskanen kid. Why did you have to go out there and give the money to Suter? And, like, your team's not very good right now. Who the hell's taking all the money up where you can't pay one of your best players?
Well, I think they're going to – like, I think they're anticipating moving past him because, you know, Heiskanen's at 8.5. Lindell's at 5.8. You know, I you know, Suter's at 3.6. It's that's the, you know, Ben Chiarot.
I know,
deal.
But they didn't have to do it. They didn't have to do it. It's,
no,
I just don't know why. The guy's been so good for them for so long. And that's where the player takes it personally. It's like, you see everybody around the league get taken care of, and it's like, okay, you're going to get your 7 years, your 8 years. And then it comes to one of the most consistent performers for Dallas, and he's like, what the hell's going on here?
Here's
the money?
Here's the scary part. 29 years old, makes 4.25. Like, there is a ton of teams that are like, we will waive, we will do whatever we can.
They're going to give them they're going to give them the 9.25 standard rate.
But that doesn't matter. If you could give it to him this summer, he's unrestricted.
That's
My
right.
Point
Somebody
is he might
will.
Be used as a rental, and, you know, Dallas might get a king's ransom, but there might be some teams that are going, what do you need for him? Because I need to add this piece in. Like, I don't think it's a trade and sign situation. you know, I'm sure he would like that.
Oh, it's a pure rental, yeah.
But like, if you wanted to use him, if you were obviously we always bring it back to Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
But you were the Leafs. You have to call and see what they want for him. You have to. Like, you'll find a way to fit 4.25 into your lineup for a top pairing defenseman. Look, how deep would your defensive core now be if you had Riley, Brody, Klingberg, and Muzzin? And then you could push guys down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like there's your top four. I mean, in some combination.
In some capacity, because I actually think Klingberg could play higher in the lineup and certainly would be a power play specialist. I don't know if he's a fit here, but I guarantee you, the price point, what he brings to the table, he might not be the dynamic of player that they're looking for. Like, they might be looking for a heavier, kind of more shut down, mm-hmm. you know, type of guy. But there's teams in this league that would be lined up for him. And they might even go, here is an extension waiting for you with a 9 in it, depending on what the circumstance is. But I was watching them. That's a guy that is really attractive for a lot of teams.
Yeah, if he's available, he will be likely the number one guy, you know, on the board. And we believe Ben Chiarot will be that. Like, he'll likely be available in Montreal. Why wouldn't he be? He's up at the end of the year, and Montreal's in the position that they're in. And it really is becoming, you know, more and more clear where we are and where we're likely going to be come the trade deadline. Now, the craziness of the upcoming schedule could change that. But you look at the Eastern Conference, it's a pretty significant drop-off. You get the top eight teams, Tampa, Florida, Toronto, Carolina, the Rangers, the Capitals, Pittsburgh, and Boston. And then I don't think Detroit's legit. Like, they're not going to end up with 94, 95 points. Columbus isn't.
Nope.
Philly isn't. Like,
nope,
the rest,
nope.
It's basically there's eight teams that are going, and the other eight aren't. So if you're in Detroit, what do you have that's available? Columbus, what do you have that's available? Philly, Jersey, et cetera. And it's different in the West because of the Canadian teams that are on the outside looking in. But Dallas is done. Chicago's done. Seattle's done. Arizona's done. Like, there's a good 12 or 13 teams that I think, as of today, can pretty much put up the white flag. And if you've got a piece or two that you're willing to flip, why wouldn't you be calling now if you're a GM? Why wait until the trade deadline? Unless you need the cap space to open up, right? If you need to alleviate some of that pressure. But it's a different year, especially in the East. You know, like it really is a very, very different year, man. There's the top eight and the bottom eight, and it's a pretty big gap.
The East is pretty cut and dry. The West is kind of wide open for about 12, you know, eight spots for 12 teams, really. Mm. And you'll see who gets on a heater, who drops off, who has injuries, who has COVID issues if it continues to run around, who has scheduling problems if they hit a wall on the schedule. Like, that's the other thing, too. You know, you've got...
Well, that's a factor for sure, and that's what's going to make this season very unique.
Injuries, too. Can you imagine if top-tier players get injured anywhere? That all hell could break loose. So it'll be.
And that's likely going to happen. You know, history would tell you that it probably will. Yep. Speaking of high-end players, you drove home this idea yesterday of putting forth a list, pitting myself and Al's brother against each other, and our top seven athletes. Now, more so focused on North America, right? The big four sports, golf, tennis. Al's brother might want to include wrestling or something like that, like Brock Lesnar or CM Punk. I don't know. But we put our list together, and you guys are going to have to put your heads together and determine a winner on this.
So I want to see it.
If there's any issues between the two of you, you guys have to hash this out. So we're going to get to that this hour. Craig Button's coming up. Jerry's percentages in an hour. We'll catch up with Jerry in about an hour. The Raptors are in action in Dallas tonight. The Leafs are down in New York playing the Rangers. Tee those games up, too. Overdrive off and running. TSN 1050 and on the TSN app.
The following up to the first star, Al Brother.
All right, Al's brother joining us again, and I'm sure you're starting to put together some work for the weekend games. Looking forward to it, a four-pack of football games, and I don't know when the tremendous information officially comes in. You have until Friday, but I'm looking forward to this weekend. What's the vibe like down in Buffalo, Niagara for the big game on Saturday?
Yeah, it's pretty big. I mean, this is the biggest Bills game that I can think of in a long time. I mean, obviously they made it to championship, but again, this rematch against the Chiefs, and they have a good shot to win it. If they just play the same way they did last week, I mean, they might have a good chance to win. I'm not going to spill all my secrets here,
okay,
Brian, because I might
brother.
Not get the game, right. But I think it's going to be one heck of a divisional round matchup.
Okay. But the reason you're here this afternoon is, oh, you decided, for whatever reason, to pit the two of us against each other when it comes to the best athletes going that we see in North America. Like, do you want to take
top
over
seven.
This operation? Or
sure. Yeah. Top seven. I don't know if you guys can do this, but when you're revealing your list, possibly go 7-1.
Mm-hmm.
And just the pure best athlete. We're talking, I don't know who we're talking, possibly Steph Curry, Mike Trout. There's all different, Vladdy Guerrero, maybe he sneaks in there, who knows?
Could be.
Austin Matthews, Connor McDavid, that type of stuff. And I know the pair of you are going to have completely different lists, or you would think. And I think that someone's going to have a big miss. So you're going to see the other guy's list. You're like, how did I forget that guy?
Yeah, I was thinking that myself, too. I'm like, I'll bet you I forgot someone that I definitely should have in here. But it's also, that's subjective. That's based on who's interpreting that. All right, Al's brother, do you want to go like we each pick number 7, then we each pick number 6, we each pick number 5, or should we go 7-1 in each list and do it separately?
Why don't you go, Al's brother, 7-1 on your list and just go right through your list, and then we'll go to Hazy B, and me and Noodles will make some assessments.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead,
Al's
brother.
Sounds good. This is a difficult list to make, I do want to say. I know, Hazy, you probably had the same difficulties, especially when you got down in that 6-7 range. Like, someone's getting left off here. Mm-hmm. And to me at number 7, I put Aaron Rodgers there at number 7 as the best player right now. And the way that I kind of looked at it, I looked at it as like, who's the best performing athletes right now? Who's the best at their craft? I don't think there's a quarterback in the NFL better than Aaron Rodgers right now. Mahomes is the next one, but the old guys aren't done yet. You look at the statistics between the two. Rodgers, you know, 8,414 yards the last 2 years, 85-9 touchdown ratio, reigning MVP, arguably about to win a second. Mahomes, 75-19 touchdown radio, QBR of about 103 compared to the 116 that Rodgers has. I think he's been the best quarterback in the NFL last couple of years, and right now, deservedly so, deserves to be ahead of Patrick Mahomes on this list. So okay. I put him in at number 7.
All right, right. Rodgers at 7. Okay, Els brother, what do you have at number 6?
I've got Connor McDavid at number 6, and I don't know how high you have him or how low you have him. I know. Look,
dude,
the combination.
That's your list, but I'm just like, he's described as the best hockey player on the planet Earth.
So, sure, well, these are all the best players.
Okay,
we're talking
about
the best athletes in the world.
I'll just tell you what, you better have 5 heaters coming up here to be better than this cat.
Well, here's a big reason why I have Connor McDavid a little bit lower. I think the gap isn't as large with McDavid and the next guy as it is maybe to the guys I have a little bit higher on my list. Is he the best player in the world? Absolutely. You're not going to catch another hockey player on my list. The combination of skill, speed, playmaking ability, the IQ, it's unmatched. He dominates highlight reels each and every year. And like, remember what he did last year? We'd have like 105 points in 52 games. It was just unconscious what he was able to do. So right. I got Connor McDavid coming in at number 6.
McDavid at 6, Els brother. That is a bit of a shock to the system. Okay,
well,
I like
see.
It though.
Let's see what he's got.
Let's see what he's got. What do you have at number 5?
Novak Djokovic, I got coming in at number 5. I know he's been in the news a little bit, you know, not
didn't
at the Aussie
mishap,
Open.
Didn't this mishap at the Aussie Open kind of steer you maybe down to 7, maybe off the list?
Yeah. Not a chance, because we're just taking a look at who are the best athletes, most dominant. Find me a better guy than Novak Djokovic at his craft. He literally almost won the Golden Slam a year ago. He won all 4 Grand Slams last year. He was unbeatable, whether it was on the grass, it was on the clay. Doesn't matter. Undisputed world number 1 right now, and it's a shame that he's not going to be able to defend his Aussie Open title this weekend or this next upcoming week or so.
Don't know
but Novak
about a
Djokovic.
Shame. But number
well,
4, let's get to number
brother,
4.
I like it, okay.
Yeah.
Brother, what do you have at number 4?
Aaron Donald. I got Aaron Donald coming at number 4,
no.
The D-tackle for the L.A. Rams. What do you mean, what?
I don't have him, but I hear what you're saying, yep.
You talk about somebody who disrupts an entire game plan. That's what Aaron Donald does. He stuffs the run. He rushes the passer, and he does it from the interior, which you just don't see. Nobody does this. 7 years running as an NFL All-Pro, as the best D-tackle in the game, three-time Defensive Player of the Year, insanely versatile. Aaron Donald, one of the most underrated football players. I don't know, maybe...
I don't think he's underrated anymore. You win it. No, you win it three
and
times.
And I think the so words that Al's brother said. I got what Al's brother said is key there, and it's the term "don't see." The average fan's not going to watch a football game and pick out Aaron Donald and say that guy's better than everybody else.
Right.
Because that's just the nature of the position, and he does things that you have to be. You know, Dan Orlovsky breaking down the game for ESPN, talking about how special this guy is. It's not
right.
It's not right there out in front of you.
It's not it's not as flashy, especially as an interior lineman. Like T.J. Watt is more, you know, sexy than Aaron Donald because he's flying off the edge and, you know, and T.J.
I get that. At his position, I get that. It's just, you're right, it's not that sexy. He wouldn't be on –
Well, and if he's going to be on it, then Trent Williams should probably be on it,
exactly.
Right? Like, that's – I think you're getting a little too inside the game here, Al's brother, but it's your list, and I don't want to derive
I'm like I said, Trent Williams – is Trent Williams the best offensive player in football? No, but Aaron Donald's certainly the best defensive player in football.
Interesting.
It's tough to debate.
Not going
to
win the award this year, but I hear what you're saying, Al's brother. Yes, I hear what you're saying. Okay, who do you have at number three?
At number three, got Mike Trout coming in at number three. Nine-time All-Star, nine-time Silver Slugger, three-time MVP. He's never finished outside the top five, actually, besides this past injury year. Over 1,500 hits in his career, 300 home runs, an unbelievable fielder, over 200 base. He's just a unicorn, this guy, and has always been known as the best all-around player in the game. So I got Mike Trout coming in at number three.
Okay, Mike Trout at three. What do you have at number two?
Jacob DeGrom. And remember, the way that I kind of looked at this list is who's the best at their craft. And I think Jacob DeGrom is the best pitcher of this generation. Since 2018, he's a three-time All-Star, two-time Cy Young winner. He's got a top three finish as well. And this season, he had a 108 ERA. 108 since 2018.
Got injured,
194. He did get injured, but since 2018, a 194 ERA, next best, 256 for Verlander, a 23.5 WAR. This guy's just unbelievable. Third most strikeouts in that span as well.
Yep.
Clearly the best pitcher on the planet today, Jacob DeGrom.
Okay, I like it. All right, you got DeGrom at number two, which leads to number one. I have a feeling I know where you're going with this, but unless you're picking, like, you know, a Joey Chestnut or something, maybe you're going completely off the board, which is possible with you, Ellis brother. But who do you have at number one?
I wish I could bring in my guy Paul Heyman to give me one of the best Brock Lesnar's possible, but that's not who I'm taking at number one, or I would have had that queued up. It's Steph Curry. It's got to be Steph Curry to me. He's the greatest shooter of all time. There's no one better at this craft to me. He's just so good. He quite literally changed the way the game is played. Who can you say that a bit?
I'm not going to lie, Hazy. You got your work cut out for you because
that's a terrible list.
He soiled himself with that last pick. He picked Steph based on a craft. You can't. That's not the nature of what we're talking about here.
Okay, but he's
an MVP.
You
don't think he's the best player in the NBA right now? Who's the best player?
Kevin Durant's the best player. The best pure player in the NBA is Kevin Durant.
He's
Kevin
the best
Durant.
pure scorer of the basketball.
Kevin Durant's the best player.
Every
You're going
day.
Into a game tonight where they're both healthy and on your game. Who are you taking, Al's brother, Steph or KD?
I think I'm taking Steph Curry.
No, you're
to be honest
not.
With
you're
you.
Not. You better. You better take
Steph.
He's
Curry.
At the top of your list. The guys that had a Trout, DeGrom, Djokovic, McDavid. You bet. Any hesitation means
Brian.
You just ruined yourself.
No,
the
I did not.
The fact that you didn't
well, enough of the arguing, Hazy. Yeah. We have to get to your list and compare. Are we going to break and then go to
well,
your
Well, break
list?
And come back because I'm so furious with
no.
that. And the fact that there's any hesitation
I love the
hesitation
list. And you got your work
outrageous.
Cut out for you because that's a damn good list.
We'll come back and I'll go
damn
over the top.
List.
I'm going to bring the heat. For Al's brother. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on TSN 4.
Well, Al's brother's list of the top athletes in his mind is apparently a burning dumpster going down a river on Twitter. But let's have a quick look and a recap. Aaron Rodgers, Connor McDavid, Novak Djokovic, Aaron Donald, Mike Trout, Jacob DeGrom, Steph Curry. That is what you're up against, Hazy B. Let's start with your number seven.
At seven, I have Kevin Durant. I have Kevin Durant. The formula I tried to use, similar to Al's brother, is when they're healthy and at their best compared to whoever would be right behind them. And I think it's a close gap. You know, I would include Jokic in that. I would include Steph. I think LeBron, Giannis. Giannis is not on either of our lists because KD's the only guy I have cooking in the NBA, which Giannis is an omission. That was the guy I was fighting with. Do I add him? Do I go with two football players, two baseball players? But I went with KD because I do believe in my heart of hearts, when he's on his game at his best, I don't think there's a better player in the NBA.
Al's so I get brother, KD you, at seven. You still think your pick of Steph Curry is the more dominant player?
The way that I made my list is like this guy changed the game. You know what
Al's
I mean?
Brother,
like, how can you not give him
game.
That respect? The guy
we
shoots
are,
from
we
the
We are
logo.
Talking about best of the best, not changing diapers,
no, but
changing anything.
He shoots from the logo, this guy.
Yes. So yes.
Like,
can KD.
Nobody else does that.
Kevin
yeah, but when
Durant
you can get
can
an extra point by shooting 42%, almost 50% from three.
All right, Al's brother,
I mean,
that's enough.
Come on.
Okay. That's enough, Al's brother. Hazy B, number six.
I have Aaron Rodgers at number six. And this was in large part because I think he's about to win a second MVP. I think he's still, I have him as the second best quarterback in football. I'll tell you
I got to admit,
number one.
All the Patrick Mahomes not being on your list.
Well, just hold your horses there, Budsy. Hold your horses. Oh, wow. Because saying
that, we've got number five for Hazy B.
I have Jacob DeGrom at number five. I agree with everything Al's brother said.
Really?
Injured last year, just like Mike Trout, and I'll get to him in just a moment. But DeGrom has had the most dominant 4 or 5 year stretch since, you know, Pedro, since Johnson, since Clemens. You know, we're talking, this is one of the greatest runs in history. His stats are off the charts. He gets no run support
historic.
In New York. Historic what he's putting up. And he's spectacular. Like, he's absolutely spectacular. He is defined as the best pitcher in the game.
Let me just interject really quickly. Ohtani, no love?
One-off. Nah, too much of a one-off for me, Noodles. Like, yes, a guy that should be in the conversation, unicorn and all that, had an unbelievable year. But you got to do it for longer than that, and I don't think he's going to double down again.
Bang so, on. Number fair four, enough. Hazy B.
I have Connor McDavid at number four. I have McDavid at number four, defined as the best player in the game, without question, in my opinion. But the issue that I have is, you know, I need to see it in the biggest moments. Not always his fault, but I need to see it in the biggest moments. Now, I have another guy on this list just ahead of him where the exact same thing would apply. But that guy's been doing it longer, and I think that guy actually has been doing it at a higher level in his respective sport compared to McDavid. McDavid is tracking towards becoming an all-time great. The guy plays a game at a style that no one else can compete with. He's phenomenal. I don't need to explain this to you or the audience. McDavid
Hazy B, you just mentioned there is a guy like that ahead of McDavid. Who is that guy?
I will get to him. He's my number two. But before I get to that, I got to get to number three, and I've got Novak Djokovic at number three.
Wow.
Novak Djokovic, he lost the U.S. Open this year, but every tournament he goes into, it's not only expected he wins, it's expected he cruises. Like, doesn't even get touched. He hands out a first set for fun. Like, go ahead, take the first set, and then he wins it in four. You know, like, this guy is so good, and his image is taking a beating. His reputation is taking a beating, in large part self-inflicted. But the fact of the matter is, I'm not talking about Vax. I'm not talking about the Australian Open. I'm talking best player on his game tonight. Djokovic is better than anyone. Like, it's just not even close. So I got him at three. I got Trout at two. And Trout is the McDavid comparison I brought up. He's played in one playoff round. I think he's played in five playoff games total. It was an ALDS back in the day. But got injured last year, got lost in the shuffle. His teammate wins the MVP. His teammate gets all that love in Shohei Ohtani. Don't sleep on this dude. When it comes to wins above replacement, it's basically Babe Ruth and no one else. You know, it's like he's that good. This guy, I think, when all is said and done, you might consider him and you might have a case to be considered the greatest player of all time. When he was a rookie, he walked in. Rookie of the year, I think he was second in MVP voting. The years he misses out on the MVP, it's almost just like a gratuitous picking of someone else. You know, we can't give it to Trout every year. That's how good he is. Mike Trout is absolutely phenomenal. Lost in the shuffle due to injury last year. I'll bet you he comes out this year and is a rock star. You want to put some money on a future bet? Mike Trout, MVP in the American League.
Wow, this is down to the nitty-gritty. Hazy B, hit us up with numero uno.
Patrick Mahomes.
Oh,
I have Patrick
Mahomes.
There
we go.
At number one. And you listed justify off some stats yourself there, Al's brother. And I got you, man. Aaron Rodgers is going to win the MVP.
No comments.
But the playoffs. Did you see what this guy did in the playoffs the other day? When it matters most, Patrick Mahomes is an absolute machine. What this guy has done throughout his career is unparalleled to start an NFL career quarterback. MVPs, Super Bowl MVPs, going to conference championships every single year, if not going to a Super Bowl. This guy's stats are off the chart. His pure talent may be unparalleled. It's there's very few guys that can do what this guy does, and he's got the moxie, he's got the youth, he's got the contract. He's making Kansas City, you know, a prime time spot, and that's not a big market. I got Patrick Mahomes at number one.
I'll tell you what, we don't have a whole lot of time, and we're going to discuss it briefly between the three of us at the top of the hour. But what I'm going to do right now is I'm just going to push aside the guy that I think is out and leave the winner on the screen. So, I don't know, Joe from the Bridge, you got to get us all back up. I think I got to push.
Oh, no, Al's
push.
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 Out.
Oh, push. Get
no.
this guy off the screen. Bye-bye, he's the loser. Get him off the screen.
Bye-bye,
get him
bye-bye,
off
brother.
The screen, Joe from
yeah.
the Bridge.
Bye-bye.
Joe from the Bridge, get him off the screen. Hazy B's list.
Thank you.
It's just better. It's just better. The King Daddy Topper was Mahomes, and Al's brother not leaving him on there. Both pretty good work.
Okay.
But Al's brother seemed like he put it together 20 minutes
I
ago.
Want to weigh in at the 5 o'clock hour.
You
when
come back
first
and you weigh in, all yeah. right? You have your commentary. Coming up in the next hour, Craig Button, Jerry's percentages, and a full breakdown of the list. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on TSN 4.